Just a minute. Last time, we were given a lecture on the subject of science, and specifically Darwinism.
我上次跟大家特别谈到达尔文他所讲的一些科学的道理。
And this got me thinking, faith, what is faith?
我一直在想，那信心到底什么是信心？
The classic biblical definition of faith is in Hebrews chapter 11.
在圣经里面对于圣经的一个经典的定义是在希伯来书第十一章。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
This is what the ancients were commended for.
这就是古人他们因信所得到的称许。
By faith we understand the universe was formed at God's command. So what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith he still speaks even though he is dead.
在希伯来书十一章第四节说，亚伯因着信献祭于神比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so he did not experience death. He could not be found, but because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God.
以诺因的信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他。因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists and rewards those who earnestly seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So faith is being certain of what we do not see.
所以信就是所望之事的实底。
It is like going beyond what we can see and experience ourselves.
所以就是在你所能看见的事情的以外。
But does this mean we can ignore all the evidence that we see?
但这就是不是说我们可以忽略我们所看见各样的事实呢？
No, Jesus believed that we should pay some attention to those things we should see.
耶稣说不是的，我们应该注意到我们所看见的东西。
In John chapter 20,
在约翰福音第二十章
starting in verse 24,
二十四节。
We read, Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the other disciples when Jesus came.
那十二门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在。
So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord.
那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。
But he said to them, Unless I see the nail marks in my hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand in his side, I won't believe it.
多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他 那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came in and stood among them, and said, Peace be with you.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，说，愿你们平安。
Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand, put it in my side.Stop doubting and believe.
耶稣就对多马说，伸出你的手指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
So Jesus did not scold Thomas. He said, look at the evidence and start to believe.
耶稣并没有指着多马，而是说你看你所看见的证据，然后来信。
Now Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God."
多马就说我的主，我的神。
Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed."
耶稣说你因为看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
So there's nothing terribly wrong with believing what you see, but you must go beyond what you see to have faith.
你看见的东西你信，这没有什么问题，但是信要超过你所看见的东西。
Turning to the book of Matthew,
我们来看马太福音。
Chapter 6,
第六章。
Starting at verse 25,
在第二十五节。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。为身体忧虑穿什么？生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. Let your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are?
你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Who of you, by worrying, adds a single hour to his life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.
你想何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
If that is how God clothes this grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown in the fire, will He not much more clothe you, all you of little faith?
你们这小信的人呐，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Therefore Jesus instructed His disciples, look on the evidence.That you see before you, of the flowers and the birds.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们看你们面前的这些各样的证据，你看这个野地的百合花，你看着天空的飞鸟。”
But don't stop there. Go beyond the immediate evidence and see what more is coming through faith.
但是不要就停在这里，你要看着这凭证以外的东西，那你的信心就有了。
However, it is possible if we go to Matthew 11.
但是我们来看马太福音第十一章
Starting at verse 21
第二十二节二十一节
To see that if we ignore the evidence or reach the wrong conclusions, this process doesn't work.
这里我们看见如果我们忽略了这个凭证那就会出问题
Woe to you, Chorazin!Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you were performed in Tyre and Sidon, they have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
哥拉逊啊，你有祸了！伯塞大啊，你有祸了！因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们就早已披麻悔改了。
But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on that day of judgment than for you.
但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗西顿所受的比你们还容易受呢。
And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you were performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day.
加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必堕落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。
But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on that day of judgment than for you.
但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比你们还容易受呢。
So they were given all the evidence they needed. They needed to look on the evidence and believe it.
所以他们所需要的各样的证据他们都看见了，他们要做就是看见这些证据而相信。
Then they needed to go beyond the evidence and get faith in this case in Jesus, but they didn't do that.
他们需要做的是看见这些证据以后他们的信心更超过这些证据，让他们对耶稣有信心，但是他们并没有这样做。
And finally, perhaps the best example of evidence and reason gone wrong is in Genesis chapter 3.
最后我们来看另外一处经文，是在创世纪第二章。
Beginning in verse 1, Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
这里我们看的是创世纪第三章第一节，特别说到信心和证据中间没有调和的一个事情。在创世纪第三章第一节说，耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。 Verse 1 right?
The woman said to the serpent, We may eat from fruit in the trees in the garden, but God did say, You must not eat the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the gardenAnd you must not touch it or you will die.
蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们都可以吃，唯有园子当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
You will surely not die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some of it to her husband who was with her and he ate it.
于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给了她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
So Eve looked at the evidence.And she reached entirely the wrong conclusion.
所以当夏娃看见这个凭证的时候呢，她做了一个错误的判断。
Yet many people who came in the period called the Enlightenment placed great emphasis upon evidence and reasoning as the only way to truth.
当很多人面对一个事实的时候，他们常常把他们的重点放在所看见的东西和他们的逻辑上。
Here is a statement by a man named Richard Dawkins, who is very much a Darwinist and a scientist. He says,
这里有一个人叫做 What's her name?
Richard Dawkins.
叫 Richard Dawkins. 他说了一段，他是一个持守达尔文主义的人。他说了一段话。
He says of faith, faith is the great cop-out, the great excuse to evade the need to think and evaluate the evidence. Faith is belief in spite of.Or perhaps even because of the lack of evidence.
他是这样子说的哈，他说，信心就是作为一个不需要逻辑思考、不需要分析证据的一个逃避现实的一个手段。
He says further, I am against religion because it teaches us to be satisfied with not understanding the world.
他说他不赞成宗教，因为宗教让人逃避这个世界。
So he is saying, here's the evidence, but don't go beyond it. Simply, don't look beyond what you see. That's the way to find the truth and be certain.
他的意思就是说，你现在看见这个事实，但是不要超越这个事实以外去找什么。
But what kind of a world does Richard Dawkins see? He has said,The universe we observe has exactly the properties we should expect if there is at the bottom no design, no purpose, no evil, no good, nothing but blind indifference.
所以他的结论就是，我们所看见的宇宙 是没有底，也没有人来设计它，也没有一个目的，也没有好，也没有坏。
You know, I look out at the universe and I see something that's different than that. I see good and evil, and I see purpose.
当我自己看这个宇宙的时候，我觉得有好，有善，有恶，我觉得有一个目的存在。
But Richard Dawkins looks at the same universe, and that's what he sees.
但这一位叫 Richard Dawkins 的，他看见这个同样的宇宙，他却有不同的观点。
Perhaps the difference is I have an attitude of faith where he does not.
可能因为我有信心，他没有。
What is the difference between the way Richard Dawkins thinks, or scientists thinks, and the way people of faith think?
那这些达尔文主义者，他们的思维方法和我们的有信心人他的思维方法有什么不同呢？
Here is the essential statement I found by a scientist on what they think and why.
这里我找到一段他们所说的话。
A non-mysterious, understandable material universe is the basic assumption of all science.
一个不是那么奥秘的，一个可以理解的，一个充满物质的宇宙，是一切科学的基础。
Scientists do not chart their progress with ghost busting in mind.
科学家在他的脑海里并没有想去捉鬼。
Naturalism or materialism is not so much the product of scientific research as it is the starting point.
这个物质主义并不是这个科学研究的起点。
In order for science to work, science must assume the universe they are investigating plays fair. It is not capable of conscious deceit. It does not play favorites. Miracles do not happen, and there is no spiritual knowledge open to just a few.
Okay, 如果让科学能够成立的话，科学家他们一定要有一个假定。就假定这个宇宙是公平的，他并不能够做一个理性的判断，他不能够对谁有偏心，而且奇迹是不可能发生的。
Only by making the assumption of materialism will a scientist be able to trust the universe, to assume its workings are blind and random, for it is this very reason that can be depended upon, and that what is learned in science can be depended upon to reflect reality.
所以因为科学家他的观念是物质宇宙是物质的，所以他才可以来做出科学的研究。
Therefore, scientists assume that stuff, material, is all that is real.
科学家觉得这个东西是实实在在的一个物质。
How do they know this? They admit themselves it is an assumption.In other words, in spite of sticking to the evidence as they say, they too have a faith.
他们怎么知道这是个物质呢？因为他们有个假设，有个前提。那这个假定怎么样成立呢？因为他对这个假定的前提有信心。
They have a faith that this material is all there is and that there's nothing beyond it. They have no evidence for this, but they choose to believe it anyway.
他们有信心相信这个物质是在的存在的，在的以外并没有东西。虽然他们并没有证据表明这物质以外并没有东西，但他们凭着信心相信这个东西就在这里，没有别的。
I remember a story from the old Life magazine of several decades ago.
我以前读过一篇文章。
An editor was given a story all about flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
Okay. Spaceship from outer space.
啊、oh.他对那个写文章的人就谈到飞碟。
He rejected the story.
他不相信这个观点，他不相信有飞碟的存在。
He was asked why he would not let this story appear in the magazine.
他就解释为什么他不让这篇文章登在他的杂志上。
Well, they had the testimony of several people who'd watched these spaceships land and funny little people get out of them.
他个人有些奇奇怪怪的人从里头走出来。
I won't let it run, he said.
这个编辑就说我不会接受这个。
All my entire life, I have been taught There is no such thing as a flying saucer. There's no such thing as ghosts. There's no such thing as mind reading.
这个人说，在我一生里，我不相信有飞碟，我不相信有鬼，我不相信你可以看透别人的思维。
If it turned out there really were flying saucers, then everything I believe is nonsense.
如果真的有飞碟存在，那我所相信的一切都是虚有的了。
I'd have to go back to zero and start over again.
我又必须从头开始再来重新接受这一切。
I refuse to do it. Therefore, I refuse to look at this subject.
我不愿意接受，我不愿意面对这个现实，所以我故此我不愿意接受这个观点。
That magazine editor had his faith too.
这个杂志的编辑也有他的信心。
Scientists were not always like this.
那科学家并不都是这样。
Sir Isaac Newton.Discovered gravity about 3 centuries ago.
牛顿在三个世纪以前发现了地心引力。
That's what he is remembered for today, but that was not his opinion of his own work.
所以他因此名到现在大家都纪念他，但这不是他所有的成就。
When he was asked what he believed was his most valuable work, he said.
当你就问他说他做出最伟大的成就是什么呢？他说
，My work in science reveals the glory of God in the universe.
他说我的科学研究显明了神的荣耀。
And my most important work are not all these science books I have written, but this book about God.
我所写的最好的书不是关于科学的，而是关于神的。
Unfortunately, no one remembers that about Newton today, and all the scientists have gone to materialism.
可惜是世人到现在并不知道牛顿是一个神学家，而只是把他的这些科学的发现变成了一个物质主义。
But what is the faith of a scientist?
但是科学家的信心是什么呢？
Since they believeOnly in materialism, this is their faith. From the beginning, they have attacked people that believe in religious faith or any faith that goes beyond.
他们的根据就是他们相信物质主义，所以对于凭信心的人，他们就攻击他们，说你没有，说你不相信物质主义。
Darwin said.
达尔文说。
It appears to me.Whether rightly or wrongly, that direct arguments against Christianity and theism do not produce an effect on the public. Freedom of thought is best promoted by the gradual illumination of men's minds which follows from the advance of science.
Okay. 所以对于基督教和无神论的争论并没有给公众带来一个很直接的影响，但是人因为科学的发展和科学的发达让人的思维逐渐的自由。
So therefore, science rather than a neutral thing was almost from the beginning opposed to the concept of faith as I have explained it.
我就解释了，就是科学好像从一开始就反对这个信心。
It's also shown faith is something you can't escape. The scientists believe in certain assumptionsWhich they cannot prove, but they believe by faith anyway.
我觉得信心是你一个无法逃避的一个事实，因为即便是科学家，当他们设定一个假设的前提的时候，他不能够证明，所以他凭信心相信这个前提是正确的。
Further, faith is the means by which ordinary people live their lives, even Richard Dawkins.
所以大部分人，即便是这个科学家，他们也是凭信心过每一天的日子。
When he closes up his office at the end of the day and perhaps goes out to buy a new car, he is not entirely rational in the way he does it.
当他每天关上他的关上他公办公室的门，或者他去买一辆新车的时候，他并不是完全做他那种逻辑分析的。
He makes his ordinary choices. Thank you. He makes his ordinary choices by means of a kind of faith like we do. He looks at the evidence.And then jumps beyond it.
他做的跟我们做的事情也是一样，他看见的事实，然后他超越这个事实，他做了个结论。
So the question is not faith or no faith. The question is, what kind of faith do you have? In what do you have faith?
所以问题不是有没有信心，而是你有什么样的信心和你信心的对象是谁。
And it is not surprising that in recent decades, scientists have begun to throw off all their pretending of objectivity, and they are starting to become advocates for certain points of view.
所以最近的十年很有意思，科学家开始不再那么强调物质主义，而是开始讲一点别的了。
In society today, we have what I call a narrowing of faith.
在现今的时代，我称为有一个狭隘的信心。
Once we had faith in God and all that He promised us.
如果我们对神有信心，对神所应许我们的话有信心。
Now, science came along and said, "No, have faith only in what you see."
但科学家说不对，你要对你看得见的东西才有信心。
And now a new movement has come along called postmodernism, which tells us that even science cannot be reliable.
但有个后现代的思维说，现在即便是科学也不见得是可靠的。
It points out, for example, as I have, that faith lies even behind science.
这就指出信心在科学以外还存在。或者超越科学之上。
And there is spreading among the land a sort of relativity, a belief that there is no truth beyond ourselves.
它这个信心的分涵盖面很广，而且它是有一个超越我们之上的真理存在。
Everything is just opinion. Therefore, the only thing we can have really faith in is ourselves.
这个思潮就是说，你所有的东西都是你的意见，所以 what's the last sentence?
That we can only have faith in ourselves.
你只有对你自己才能有信心。
So our faith is narrowed from the greatness of God down to just ourselves.
所以这个狭隘的信心呢，就是说，从对神的广大的信心变成到一个很狭隘的对自己有信心，只有对自己有信心。
This process seems to be taking place all over the world.
这个思潮好像影响到全世界。
It is taking place in America.
在美国有。
It is taking place, has taken place even in China.
甚至在中国也影响到了。
毛泽东 tried to give people a new faith.
毛泽东要给人一个新的信心。
But the faith failed.
但这个信心失败了。
And in China, people commonly feel, I believe, well,I just have to get on with my own life and live for myself.
现在中国人就想到是我要为自己的生活奋斗。
But what is the result of this?
但这个结果是怎么样呢？
What happens when your faith narrows from something great to something small as yourself?
那当你的信心从一个很大的对神的信心转移到对自己的信心，那结果会怎么样呢？
We have historical examples of this to let us know what the truth is.
我们有历史的证据来显明这一点。
The ancient city of Athens was once a great place of economic and military and importance in the old times.
雅典在古时代是一个非常重要的政治军事中心。
But they too went through a process of narrowing faith.
这个城市也经历过一个狭隘的信心的阶段。
And there arose a school of philosophy called the Sophists.
那个有一个思潮叫做 Sophist.
And the Sophist taught, well, I look around at all these competing points of view, and I find that there's something wrong with every one of them.
这个思潮就是说，现在所有的观点都有它的错误之处。
Therefore, what is the truth? I cannot find the truth.
所以那到底什么是对的呢？对的真理就是我找不到真理。
Therefore, I will spend time concentrating on myself.
所以呢，我就放纵精神。
And the sophists spent most of their time teaching people how to be persuasive.
这个持这个观点的人，他们劝人家，他们常常劝别人。
How to convince people.That they should listen to you.
他们教人怎么样 怎么样子听他的话。
And by being persuasive, you could get to be a great politician or become rich.
他们教导别人怎样子来改变别人的观点，所以当你能够改变别人的观点的时候，你可以成为一个很好的政治家。
This kind of self-satisfaction was the purpose of life, the sophist said.
他这种自我实现就是他人生的目的。
But what was happened next? The fact is, the sophists lived at a period in Athens when faith was diminishing, and they were the result.
这个思潮的人，他们生活的那个阶段，就是后来对神的信心都几乎消失，都是对人的信心存在了。
What happened next? Well, a bunch of people called the Macedonians came down from the north and they conquered Athens.
历史的结局就是马其顿人攻占雅典。
Even though there were far fewer Macedonians and they were considered barbarians by the Athenians, they won the war.
虽然马其顿人数比雅典人少，而且他们是被看为未归土人，但是他们仍然攻占雅典。
The Athenians no longer believed in their gods. They no longer believed in the greatness of Athens. They believed only in themselves.
雅典人不相信神，不相信很多的价值观，只相信他们自己。
And so they fell.
所以他们失败了。
Other countries as well.
他的国家也灭亡了。
China was conquered by the barbarian Mongolians.
中国曾经被蒙古占领。
Even though there were so many more Chinese than Mongolians, the Mongolians won.
虽然中国人人数比蒙古人多得多，但是蒙古人赢了。
At that period in Chinese history, the Chinese had lost faith in themselves.
在中国的那一段历史上，中国人对于失去了信心。
So they were ready to be conquered.
所以他们被征服了。
Likewise, during the Opium Wars, only 700 or so sailors were able to beat all of China.
所以在鸦片战争中，700个士兵可以攻占，可以打败整个国家。
And during the days of the Inca Empire, the entire Inca Empire was overthrown by 100 people. Aztec.Aztec, these are Indians who lived in Mexico, had a great empire at that time.
在印第安这几个国家是一个国家被少数人打败。
100 soldiers from Spain overthrew the entire empire.
100个士兵把一个整个国家打败。We probably need to stop quick.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Everything I say has to be said twice, so it comes out twice as long.
因为我占了他一半的时间。
So, faith is necessary to even life itself.
所以信心就像我们的生活一样是需要的。
We cannot do without faith.
我们离了信心，我们没办法生活。
We cannot overthrow faith.
我们也不可以把信心扔掉。
And if we are to survive, grow and prosper, we must believe in the greatest kind of faith that we can.
如果我们要生活，我们必须相信。在这那有广义的信心，要对神有信心。
Certainly, history shows that the greatest thing you can believe in is religious faith.
那历史已经证明了，最大的信心是在信仰上的信心。
And the Christian faith has shown that it has the greatest vision of all, that of Jesus Christ and His power.
基督徒的信心就是在耶稣基督身上。
So contrary to what the scientists say.Faith will not be overthrown.
所以就不像科学家所说的，信心不应该被扔掉。
Their views are a poor substitute, and they will not do.
这个科学家的观点是不对的。
So I have faith.
所以我有信心。
2,000 years from now,
2,000年后
，the faith of Jesus Christ will go marching on.
对耶稣的信心仍然会继续存在。
And the narrow faith in ourselves and just in materialism will be on the garbage can.
狭隘的信心对自己的信心会被扔到垃圾桶里。
Thank you.
谢谢。